Okay, the boys. Today's daf is daf Nun Dalid. We'll start again from the last line of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we're going to continue with a lot of agadata today. Very nice agadata, some challenging words, but otherwise fairly straightforward. Gemara tells us on the very last line of the Amud. Beruria Ashkachta Lehu Talmida. Beruria was the wife of Remeir, and the Gemara told us elsewhere that she herself was very learned and a big tzedekis. She wore tefillin. So she met a Talmud of a Kogoris Belechisha, a Talmud who was learning by himself and was learning quietly. Vachabe. So she gave him a little kick. V'omralein, she said to him, Loikach Kosov doesn't say in the Pasuk, Arucha Bakol Ushmura, Im Arucha V'remach Eivorim Shalacha. If the Torah is spread out and learned with all of your Eivarim, in other words, use all of your senses, then Mishtemeres, it's Shmura, it will remain with you. Vimlav in a Mishtemeres. So what she was saying was, when you learn, you should go and learn out loud, even though you're learning by yourself. Because with that, it will have a greater Shmira, meaning that you'll remember it much longer. In fact, Yomar tells us, Talmud Echad Hoyu Rebleza. Rebleza had a Talmud. Shehoye Shoyne Belachash. He used to go and learn quietly. Lachar Gimel Shonim, after 3 years passed, Shochach Talmudai. He forgot everything because of the fact that he didn't say it out loud. Talmud Echad Hoyu Rebleza. Shenischai Bisraifa Lamokim. Rachmon Litzlon. There was a Talmud of Rebleza that was Chaf Shalom Mechuyiv Sreifa. Omru, and they said, Anichuloi, Odom Godel Shimesh, since he's a Talmud of Reblezer, and he learned by Reblezer, have Rachmunis on him, and don't allow him to get straight for the Mokum. What does this story have to do with the prior story? So the Marsha says that this Talmud is the same Talmud, because the Mishnah in Mesechtes Perkei Avos, Mesechtes Avos, tells us in the third parak that a person who's Chasashon, Sheikhiach Limudai, the lashon of the Mishnah is kol hasheicheach dover echad mimishnosoi malo v'kosef ki'ilu mischai v'nafshoi. Person who forgets anything from his learning, chas v'shalom, it's as if it's almost self-inflicted suicide, rachmon litzlan. And so therefore says the Marsha, this is what we're referring to. Obviously, we're only basar b'dams. All of us are only mortal human beings. None of us have the best Zikora, in the best memories in the world, we just do the best we can. Shikha is a natural thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in this world. In fact, the Gemara says elsewhere that Shikha is a bracha. How Shikha bracha? Wouldn't it be better if we remembered everything? And the Gemara says no, because if we would remember all of the tzar that we have when Chas Shalom, a beloved near relative, passes away, it would break our hearts and we would never be able to recover. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a brach of shikha that slowly but surely it should wear off, so we should be able to continue our lives. Otherwise, we would never be able to survive. Anyway, that's by a regular individual. Here, the Talmud of Reblezer knew or should have known of this Gemara that don't learn balachash. Presumably, he was told. Presumably, Beruria may have given him a kick. But the point is, he should have known. And unfortunately, he did not take any action, but Rabbi kept on learning quietly without learning Bakoil, and therefore says the Gemara, that's why he was Nischayev Srei Falamakim, in other words, Mechuyev Misa, like it says in the Pirkei Avos, but they were Mispal of him because he was a Meshamish Odom Godel, meaning Rabbi Lazar, therefore Baruch Hashem he survived. And the Gemara is going to bring throughout today's daf, not always straight, but pieces here, pieces there, about the importance of learning Bekoil so that a person should not forget his learning. And the Gemara continues on, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, you sharp one, or you long-teethed one, long-toothed one, ichweiss, Psach Pumeich Kari, Psach Pumeich Tani, meaning, when you are learning, open up your mouth and Kari and learn Torah Shebechsav, Nikra, Psach Pumeich, when you're learning Mishnah, Tani, go and learn Torah Shebalpeh, also by opening your mouth. Don't just have it, thoughts in your mind. Keep it quiet. Say it out loud. Why? Number one, that you should have a kiyum, tiskayimbach, that you should remember it. And as a result, you'll also be zoiche to arichus yomim. How do I know? Shemit says in the Pasuk. Ki chayim heim lemoitzeayim ulechol psorei marpe. So Pashup Shat, ki chayim heim lemoitzeayim, this is referring to the Torah, that it's a lifeline lemoitzeayim for those that find the Torah. Says Yimura, al tikri lemoitzeayim, those that find it, elemoitzeayim bepe. Those that are moitzi, those that enunciate the words with their mouths, for them, the Torah will have a greater kiyum. And ki chayim heim, that's our life. Therefore, you'll be zoicha to chayim by being moitzi bepe. Omlish will Rav Yehuda, shinna, chatoif v'achol, chatoif v'ishti, ta'almud az lina minei, behilula, kihilula dami. This is a famous chazal. In fact, songs have been composed based on this chazal, that Shmuel was telling Rav Yehuda, this world goes by with lightning speed. And therefore, as long as you're in this world, chap, Shinana, you sharp one, chatoif means to chap, va'achoil, chap and eat, chap, chatoif v'ishti, chap and drink. Now, of course, on a simple level means have gashmias and enjoy your short time here in this world. But of course, al pirachnias, it means try to chap around wherever you can, nochashtikal toira, nochashtikal toira, nochashtikal mitzvah, do as much as you can. The alma das lina minei, this world that we will pass away from, kihilula dami, is like a chasana. Rashi says like a chuppah. Even though the chuppahs today sometimes go on for hours because they have to have first an orchestra with a choir and new songs and all the rest for an hour before the chus and kala show up. But regardless, even with that, after all, the chuppah ends and everybody eventually goes home. So it's a 1 hour or a one night affair and then we go on. The same thing is with the world. The world is also like a wedding. Yeah, it's all, everybody's dressed up nicely and everything is fine and good, but eventually it ends and the music ends and you go on. Only Rav Rav Amnuna, Bini, Im Yesh Lecha, Heitev Lecha, She'ein Bish'ol Tanag, Ve'ein Lemobes His Mamo. This pasuk, that this Maimer Chazal is telling Rav Amnuna. There are, again, two levels of pshat. Rashi learns that we're talking about Gashmias, but other Mepharshim say we're talking about Rachnias. Taking one at a time, if you're talking about Gashmias, and Yesh Lecha, if you have money, Heitev Lecha, use it and spend it. She'ein Bish'ol Tanag. Once a person passes away, you cannot use the money anymore. As the famous expression goes, Tachrichim don't have pockets. So, once you pass away from this world, you won't be able to use that money anymore. Vein lemoves ismahama. The word ismahama means to delay. Alfa pishi ismamea im kolze achakaloi. Therefore, Misa, passing away, has no delay. Meaning, once the Malach HaMoves, or once the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol goes and decides that's the person's last minute, the Malach HaMoves enforces and implements very quickly. He doesn't waste a moment. V'im toima, if a person says, Oniach lebonai choik, I should leave money for my children, for choik, for food, b'shol miyagidlach, when you go down, chas v'sholom, down to the other world, who is going to advise you whether your children used the money wisely or whether they splurged it and just wasted it? If you're telling me, but who's going to support my kids? Children are like the esev, like grass growing from the ground. Halolu noitzitzin v'halolu noivlin. What means halolu noitzitzin? Rashi says that they're those that sprout and they're those that chas v'sholom go and fall away and die. Meaning, says Rashi, that when a person grows, then his parnasa grows with him. In other words, you're concerned about your children, about their parnasa. Obviously, it's a very worthy thought. But nevertheless, remember that every person in this world has this goyro, and as they will grow older and more mature, they will grow with their parnasa and with their own funds. So therefore, don't be so concerned about them. Use the money yourself, said Rav to Rav Amnuna. That's on the simple level regarding money. Others learn it with regard to Torah. And they're saying, Im yesh lecha, if you have, Baruch Hashem, the wherewithal, the time, the kishroinus, heitev lecha, chapa right now, and do the mitzvahs now when you're still around. She'ein b'shol tanik, because once you pass on, how do we say in Hallel? Lo yhamesim yahalluka, v'loi kol yordei duma. Once you're here, you can go and say Hallel, you can go and be meshbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can go and do mitzvahs and masen tovim, you can learn. Once one passes away, all of that falls away. So continuing on, Amrib Shuban Lehi, Hamahalak Baderach Ve'ein Imoy Levoya. Person who is traveling and has no escort. There's nobody that's traveling with him. Yasik b'Torah. The best thing is take along a sefer, open up the sefer and learn. Shenemar kiliv yaschein heim l'roishecha and the anak l'gargarisecha. What's the lashon haposik? Gimel kiliv yaschein heim l'roishecha v'anokim l'gargarisecha. Kiliv yaschein. It'll be a levoya of chein l'roishecha for your head. What means for your head? Go and use your head. That will be the levoya. That will be your escort by learning Torah. And the Gemara now continues darshaning the same pasuk. Kiduvias chein heim chosh beroishi yasik b'toyra. If a person chas v'sholem has a terrible headache, the best solution is, best antidote, go and learn. Shenemer kiduvias chein heim l'roishecha. Oh, it'll bring chein to the heart, to the head. Chosh begroinai. What happens if he has a sore throat? Yasik b'toyra. Shenemer v'anokim l'gagreisecha. Anokim are necklaces. Gagreisecha means to your necks. So the Torah is like a necklace for your neck. Chosh b'mei, what happens if you have a problem with your stomach? Yasi b'Torah, shenema, rifus tehila sharecha. Sharecha is means your navel or your belly button. And so therefore, what the Pasuk is telling us is that this will bring a refuah to your belly button, in other words, to your innards, to your stomach if you're having intestinal problems. Chosh b'asmoisav, yasi b'Torah. If a person has weakness in his bones, he should learn. Shenemar, v'shikui li'atzmei secha. Shikui is from Lashon Mashke, that this will be like a nice liquid medicine for your atzmeis, for your bones. Chosh b'chol gufo yasi b'Torah. If a person feels from top to bottom, he feels weak and he feels shvach, let him learn. Shenemar, ul'chol b'sorei marpe. The Torah is for the entire body. It's a marpe, it's a refuah. So bottom line is, whatever you got, the best remedy is learn. You have a headache, you have a stomachache, you have a noseache, you have a toeache, you have a toothache. Just go and learn Torah, obviously to the best of your ability. Sometimes you're not able to with all of those aches, but do the best you can. Mara tells us is, look at medicines which are prescribed by doctors. As you know, virtually every medicine says today on the back of it that this is good for X, but it, chas v'shalom, could be troubling for Y and for Z. That's why pregnant women shouldn't use this, and someone who has asthma shouldn't use that, and someone who has diabetes shouldn't use this or that. But this is a medicine. Yeah, the medicine is good. Lezeh yofu, lezeh kosha, says Rashi, that for certain parts of the body, it's good. Rashi gives an example. Zeh yofu lelev, v'ra le'inayim. A particular medicine might be very good for the heart, but it's not good for the eyes. Or for the kidneys, or for the lungs, or whatever. That's by medicines. Kodesh Baruch Enekei, Nosan Torah Yisrael, Sam Chaim L'chol Guf, Eishnem L'chol Basari, Marpe. Everyone and anyone, regardless of his ailment, regardless of his illness, of his sickness, can go and learn Torah, and it's a refuah for everything and anything. Om Rav Ami, Maitas Nisan L'posik, Ki Noyim, Ki Sishmarein, Bevitnecha, Yikonu Yachtov, Alts Vasecha. Eim B'Sayit V'ar Torah, Divrei Torah, Ne'imim, Bezman, She Tishmarein, Bevitnecha. What is the Gemara telling us? Once again, you want to have the full power, the full benefit of learning Torah, say it out loud. By saying it out loud, that will also give you a kiyum. You'll remember it for a long period of time. So therefore, kisishmarim bevitnecha kinoim. When do you have the ne'imus, the real pleasantness of Torah? Kisishmarim, when you will guard it bevitnecha in your stomach. Here, of course, it doesn't mean literally a stomach, it means in your heart. And therefore, says the Gemara, when will it be Tishrei b'Vitnecha, the aim of Sai Tishrei b'Vitnecha, when will that be that it will be guarded in your heart? That's the second half of the Pasuk. When you make sure that you go and learn, Bekol, you don't just go and learn with your thoughts, in your mind, quietly. You should go and be Moitzi Bekol, you should say it out loud. Reb Zeira Omam Yachar, Reb Zeira said from the following Pasuk, Simcha le'ish b'mani pith, davar be'itoy ma'toif. Emes ay simcha le'ish b'zman shemani b'fith. When will a person have real simcha? When he goes and says the Torah b'fiv with his mouth. He says it out loud instead of just saying it to himself. Lish nachrina, another pshat. Emes ay simcha le'ish b'mani pith b'zman shedavar be'itoy ma'toif. What does this mean? So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat which is very appropriate to today, because Rashi mentions today, if you look at Rashi, halfway down the Rashi on the right-hand column, you see halfway down, it says, Emasai Simcha v'chuli bizman. Sheyedea lidrei shilchis chag b'chag. Oh, hilchis chag b'chag means halachas of sukkis on sukkis. So what the pasuk is telling you is, can you imagine the simcha le'ish b'mani piv? The person is learning Masechtas Sukkah, and now it comes Sukkot. When does he have that tremendous simcha? Bizman shedava be'itay matayiv. Anybody asks him a question, or they mechaved him to say adrasha, to go and say avart, whatever, he'll say, "We just learned it in Masechtas Sukkah. We just learned it today on Daf Gimel and Daf Hey and Daf Vav and Daf Nun Gimel, whatever in Masechtas Sukkah." So that's a tremendous simcha when it's dava be'itay matayiv. Rashi then says a second similar pshat dava rachet. When is a person really happy with his learning? Somebody will ask him, tonight it might rain in the sukkah in Miami. How long do I have to wait before I eat? Can I go and eat before chatzos? Do I have to wait? After all, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah the first night. If I go into the sukkah and it's still raining, can I make a bracha? Leisha b'sukkah, etc. So if the person has just learned Hilchei Sukkah, and then he's asked, you can imagine how good he feels about it. Ah, I just learned in Mishnah Berurah, I just learned it in Shulchan Aruch. But if he's learning now Hilchei's Kodshim, about how you bring a carbon, a zevach, since unfortunately, Ein ben David bo loy ba'arvi shabosiv loy ba'arvi yom toivim, so it's unlikely that we're going to be zochet to bring the carbon shalmei nedova, shalmei simcha, or the shalmei chagiga, or the oilis re'ia, this yom tif, halavai, we should be zoicha, chalamoy. But at this time, for tonight, it doesn't look likely. So, that a person will be able to answer on the spot, of course I know the halacha. If it rains, you have to wait, and you have this and that. First night is different than the rest of yom tif, etc., etc. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehocha. I have another pasuk. Again, we are advocating with a great strength and great energy that when a person learns by himself, he should go and learn out loud and not learn to himself. Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, "Karv lecha dov mi'oid." You want that Torah should be very close to you. Beficha v'vav chalasoisei. Emosei karv lecha bezman shebeficha u'bevav chalasoisei. That you're not just learning in your lave, you're learning with your mouth. You are mouthing the words out loud. Rav Amar Miyochem, another pasuk. Tavas libo nesataloi v'reshes sfosav bal menata seller. Emosei tavas libo nesataloi. When will you give him his tavas libo, that tremendous yearning to become great in Torah? Bizman shereshes sfosav. The word reshes means to enunciate. We just had now in Rosh Hashanah, everybody sang together reshes vaseinu, yerev lefanecha, keil ram v'nisa, meivin amazin, etc. So reshes vaseinu means the utterances, the enunciations, the utterances of our mouths. So when will there be a taivis liboy nesatalei? You've given him his cravings and his yearnings to become great in Torah learning. Bizman shereshes sfosav amanat haseller, that he doesn't withhold, he doesn't refrain from uttering the words with his lips, with his mouth. Rava Rami, Ksiv, same pasuk again. Rava asks a stira. The beginning of the pasuk says tavas liboy nesataloi, that you give a person the tavas of his lave. Lave meaning he doesn't even have to say what he has in mind. All he has to have in mind what he wants. The person wants to become very wealthy. A person wants to become very wise. A person wants to become very successful. A person wants to make a good shidduch. Whatever the tavas liba nesatloi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give him the taiva of his heart. But the second part of the pasuk says, va'areshes svasav balmanat haseller, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't be monea, giving a person the request that he's making with his lips. So the first part of the pasuk says, tavas liboy, Kadosh Baruch Hu can read our minds and read our hearts and know what we want. But the second part of the pasuk says, no, make sure that you enunciate it and you utter it with your lips. It says Yimara, zocha tavas liba nesatalei. What means zocha, says Rashi, if a person has a mazel toiv, person was born, Baruch Hashem, with a good mazel, even though the Gemara says at the end of Masech, the Shabbos, Ein Mazel Yisrael, but the Gemara explains what means Ein Mazel Yisrael. Everybody is born under a constellation, everybody has a particular mazel, but the reason why Ein Mazel Yisrael is because we have the koyach with our tefillah and with our masim toivim to go and be meshana our mazel. we can go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, we were born under the following constellation, and according to all of the sorcerers and according to all the astrologists, that says X, Y, and Z. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, I am asking you, Berachmem, to go and change it. Kodesh Baruch Hu snaps his fingers, and even if he doesn't snap his fingers, everything can change from X, Y, Z to A, B, C. So if a person is born with a good mazel, then Nasatale, Tavis Liba Nasatale, you give him already what his mind and his heart wants. Loizacha, however, if he doesn't have such a good mazel, so then Beresh Svasim Almanat Tesel, then he's going to have to spell it out and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need X, Y, and Z, or A, B, C, and please grant it to me. Tani Vini Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Kol Mokoyim Shenema Netzach Selavod, Ein Loi Hefzik Olamis. You have the words Netzach, Sela, and Void very often in the Psukim, in Tehillim, in our Tefillos. What do these three words mean? Says Igmara, all three are synonyms, and they all mean that it goes for eternity. Ein Loi Hefzik Olamis. Netzach Tichsiv, Ki Loi Le'olam Ariv, V'loi Le'netzach, Ektsoiv. So, since the first part of the pasuk says Ki Loi Le'olam, not forever, Ariv, will I fight, V'loi Netzach, and not forever, Ektsoiv, will I get angry, just like Le'olam means for eternity, Netzach also means for eternity. Sela, Tichsiv, Kasher Shemanu, Kenu, Inu, B'er Hashem, Tzvokis, B'er Le'kenu, Elikim, Yechoyninea, Ad Oilam, Sela. Since the word Oilam and Sela comes together, Oila means forever and Tzela means for eternity, or vice versa. Oila means for eternity and Tzela means forever. Voed, Dechsev Hashem Yimloichli, Oilam Voed. So all these three words have the same meaning and it all means forever. And whatever you see in the Pasuk, Tzela always means forever. Right, Simen, Anokim Lechoyov Luchois Choris. We said yesterday in the Gemara, we're going to say again today in the Gemara how important it is for a person to make Simonim, mnemonics, to be able to remember the Gemara and remember the Torah. So here too, the Gemara gives us a mnemonic, Anokim L'chayev. What is this? These are four memories all of Reb Lozer. It says Reb Lezer, it's really Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer, Mariach Simson, in the Pasuk, Anokim L'gargaroi Secha. It's a Pasuk that we quoted before, which means a necklace around a person's neck. It makes him Odom Atzmai Ka'anak Ze Shirof Al Hatzavar. If a person goes and conducts himself with modesty and humility, like a loose necklace hangs softly on a person's neck, Rashi says, as opposed to a choker. Many of the women wear chokers which are very close to the neck, and that's how they got the name choker, because it looks like chas v'sholom, it'll choke the person. Chas v'sholom. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere calls a choker in Aramaic katla. Katla literally means chas v'sholom, killing someone. So that's the synonym, that's the definition of a choker, is chas v'sholom, to choke. But here we're talking about a normal necklace which hangs softly and nicely and is not close to the neck. V'nira, v'ena nira, and it can be seen and not seen. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that a person who, especially in the good old days, but even today, people that grow beards, so if the beard comes down, you don't see the necklace. Occasionally, from the profile, from the side, you can see the necklace. That's nira v'ena nira. But what does that mean over here? It means the Talmud Chacham, who most of the time is not out there bashuk, out in the marketplace, but rather he's sitting home and learning Torah. So therefore, nira v'ena nira. At times he is seen, when he comes to shul, he comes to Bais Medrash or whatever, but very often, ena nira, you don't see him, because he's hiding somewhere behind the bookcase, behind the shelves, at home, in a den, in a svarim shtib, and he's sitting and learning. So, again, we're trying to extol the virtues of a Talmud Chacham. So again, Vanokim Gargari Secha. It makes him Odom Atzvika Anak Zeth. A person makes himself like a necklace. Shirof Alatzavar. Number one, that it's soft. So he himself has a soft disposition and character. He's a person with humility and modesty. Vanir Ve'ena Nir. He's not a person who shows off in the middle of the street, but he withdraws himself from the limelight. Tamud Miskan Biyodai. Then he will be able to be successful in his learning. Vimla Ve'en Tamud Miskan Biyodai Nchas V'Shulmi. He will not be successful. Yomer Blas Ma'aseh said in the pasuk, L'choyav Karugas Haboisem. L'choyav means the cheeks or the jaws. Karugas Haboisem means like the furrows, like the ditches of boisem, of sweet smelling perfume. Emeisem Adam Atzmei Karugas Zu Shehakol Doshim Ba. If a person allows himself to conduct himself with humility, like a furrow in the ground that people tread on. In other words, he's not a big arrogant, pompous individual. And Shakul Doshimba, Ukeboisim ze, and keboisim means like nice perfume, shahakol misbasman bo, that everybody gets the benefit of the perfume. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that means that he teaches Torah to others. He doesn't keep the perfume inside him, but he shares that perfume with others, so they also become perfumed, that they also become full of Torah. Tamudim iskai, the imlav, however, if he doesn't conduct himself ka'aruga with modesty, but he's a pompous fellow, and he doesn't share his learning with others, ain't tamudim iskai, chas v'shalom, his learning will not have a kill. V'yam Rav Loza, right in the pasuk Luchais Evan. Luchais, we all know, means, of course, the two tablets made out of stone, the liches. However, the Gemara dashes this differently. Im odem mesim atzmoi es lechoyev ke'evenzu she'ena nimchis tamudim iskai miyodai. Here the Gemara is dashing the word luchais as if it's referring to lechoyayim, again the jaws and the cheeks, and it's again telling us the same Musa Haskel that we've been learning many times this morning in the Gemara, that the person is constantly using his jaws to go and utter the Torah out loud and not just keep it to himself. He makes it like a stone that is never worn out. He's constantly saying the Torah out loud again and again and again. However, if he keeps his mouth quiet and he only thinks about learning, he won't have that same cue. Choris al haluchais, that the Aseres Adibris were engraved and etched on the luchais. Rashi says it could have said in the pasuk chokuk, but it says chorus, and therefore says Rav Loza, I'm going to darshan it. Il molili nishtab luchais hashoyin, if it wasn't for the fact that the first luchais were nebuch broken with Moshe Rabbeinu and the eagle, etc., nishtach toyer misrael, the Torah would have been chorus, like the pasuk says chorus al luach libecha. It wouldn't only have been engraved on these two tablets of stone, but it would have been engraved in your hearts, and therefore we would have remembered it for eternity, and we wouldn't even have to chazer. Oh, what a pleasure. Oh, but unfortunately, that was not the case. Again, it says, Choros ala luchais, il moli l'nishtabra luchais rishoinis, if it wasn't for the fact that the first luchais were broken, it ain kol uma v'loshen sheletzes behem, no nation would be able to have any governing authority over us. We would have been an independent nation from day one until today. We would never have to go and listen to what the Ummah Sa'olam tell us or what they force us to do. It says yes in the Pasuk. Now, this Pasuk, the Gemara is going to dash not only in the first couple of words of the Pasuk, but also the continuation. The Pasuk says, this is part of the Shiras Miriam, I think it's called, Be'er Chafarua Sarim, Karua Nadivya Om, Bemachoikim Mishanoisam, Mimidbar Matana, Mimatana Nachlia, Nachlia Bomois, Mibomus Agaisha Bestemoyev Roisha Pizga, Nishkofa Alpnei Hayishimoin. So what does the Gemara say? Mayasim Midbar Matana, in Mesim Odom Atzmai Kemidbar, if a person conducts himself with humility and modesty, as if he was like a midbar, like a desert. Midbar zeh shakol doshim boy. People walk on the desert without thinking twice. After all, nothing is planted here. There are no crops. It's not like it's a field that wherever you step, you might step into a crop and damage the crops. No, shakol doshim boy. So if a person makes himself like such a midbar, then tamudim iskayim biyaveh. The imlav, whoever a person is, a balgaiva, if he's pompous and arrogant, ain't tamudim iskayim biyaveh, the Torah would never have a kiyum in him. Rava Bereid Rav Yosef Bar Choma, Havli Nilza to Rav Yosef Bahadei. Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Choma. I believe the Gemara elsewhere tells us that Rava's father's name was Rav Yosef, but I'm not sure whether this is Rav Yosef Bar Choma. So I'm not sure whether this is the same Rava that we have throughout Shas or not. Barry perhaps knows.
I believe it is.
Okay.
It is. I believe it's Rava Ben Yosef Bar Choma, yes. That's Rava Barbaya.
Certainly we're talking, yeah. Anyway, elsewhere the Gemara refers to Rava Rabbi Yosef, and you heard now authoritatively from Barry that Rava is the son of Rabbi Yosef Bar Choma. Barry, you don't have to look it up. We believe you. I'm sure that's the case. Anyway, Havli Milza, he had a disagreement with Rabbi Yosef Bahadeh. He had a disagreement with Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the disagreement was. However, for those of you that have Likutei Rashi, on the very last line of the Likutei Rashi, at least in my Gemara, it says Leisesiv Akarech Lekhuli. That's the Gemara, another line or two, but it says Lefisha Hegis Liboy Shoalu Mikreze Kedei Lehashpul Datoy. As you'll see from the continuation of the Gemara, Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava. You have often that Abaye reminds Rav Yosef something that he told him and taught them years before, because Rav Yosef Basif Yomav unfortunately started forgetting his learning. So now Rav Yosef felt about Rava that he was acting a little bit too arrogantly, that he was not conducting himself with a full Mesim Atzmoy Kemidbar. If you remember, about 2-3 weeks ago, we had in the Gemara that Rava one day said, I feel like Ben Azai Bishuke Tveria. Any question that anybody asks, I'm open to the question. So it could be Rav Yosef saw that Gemara. He was upset that Rava was acting a little bit with a shtickle gaiva. And therefore, he had a kepeda on Rava. And now Rava realized that there's a kepeda. So he came to ask him for forgiveness for Mechila. When? On Erev Yom Kippur. To start again, Rabbi Rav Yosef Bar Chama Havli Milza L'Rav Yosef Badei. They had a point of disagreement. That's the Milza, and the Milza again is that he had a kepeda on him, that he apparently was acting in what Rav Yosef considered to be slightly about gaiva. Kimot Mali Yimdi Kippurim. When it came Erev Yom Kippur, Omar Rava said, "Eizel Afayse, I'm going to go to Rav Yosef B'Mafayisim to appease him. In other words, to ask him for mechila. So hopefully, I'll be back in his good graces." Ozal, he went. Ashkachti l'shame. So Rava saw that the shamis of Rav Yosef was a kamazig le'kasa, that he was mixing for him a kois. The word meziga over here, meziga sometimes means to pour, but here it means to dilute. Because as we've had in the Gemara many times, that you have to go and be mozig your yayin with water, otherwise it's undrinkable. The wine that we purchase today in the store has already been fully diluted. However, in the good old days, they used to have the equivalent of, sometimes you can get port wine, which is very, very, very strong and is almost undrinkable unless you add water to it. Of course, there are bound to be some people that can drink it even without diluting it, but the average individual has to dilute it. So he, Rava, saw the shamus of Rav Yosef diluting the wine. Omalei, Sarath Rava, said to the shamus, "Do me a favor, Havli v'imzige, I want to go and do the meziga today, let me do the dilution." And let me do it. Is Yovle, so the Shamasin Gzuntait? By all means, here. Is Mazge. Kidatome when Rav Yosef drank it. Now Rashi reminds us that Rav Yosef unfortunately was a Sagi Nohar, which means unfortunately he was blind, he was not able to see. So Kidatome when he drank the wine, Omar, Rav Yosef said, "Domi hai meziga la meziga de Rav Bre Rav Yosef, Bar Choma. I drink the wine, it has that same taste like we had years ago." Rashi says, years ago, Rava used to go and be mozig the wine on behalf of Rav Yosef. It's now been 5 years, 10 years, 20 years since the last time that Rava did the mixing. However, the dilution that Rava did was a different proportion than most people do. It's either 2 parts to 1 or 3 parts to 1, wine to water, water to wine. It was a different proportion, and therefore Rav Yosef was able to tell immediately, "Oh, Rava is the one that used to do that type of rate and proportion of dilution." Amalei, so Rava said, "I know, it's talking me. It is me. I'm the one that did the mezika." Ah, so Rav Yosef figured, I know why Rava is here today. He knows that I'm upset at him. And therefore, Amalei, leteiz v'karach, don't sit down at the farshli anikroi. Go and explain to me the following pasuk, which we read before. Ma'idachsif. And the purpose of this pasuk is to go and teach the lessons that we've been learning, that a person should conduct himself with modesty and humility. Ma'ida said what it says in the pasuk: Midbar Matana, Mimatana Nachliel, Mimnachliel Bomei, so Mibomei Sagai. Amalei. In order to make the matzvah, can midbar zesha akodoshen boi teira noisnoloi. If a person conducts himself like a midbar, the people can tread upon him, and he takes it with a smile, meaning he conducts himself with modesty. Teira nitnoloi, the teira is given to him, almost like a matana b'matana. After he has the Torah, he's been coined, he acquired it, Nacholikel, Kadosh Baruch Hu now gives it to him, not just as a matana, but as a nachla, as an inheritance. Shenemer says in the post, matana nachliya. V'kim shenochlikel, and now that in fact he has this nachla that he got from Hashem, now he has the the title deed that proves that the Torah belongs to him. Oyle Gdula, now people are going to be, he'll be Oyle Gdula, he'll become a famous Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, Big Talmud Chacham, Shenemar, Menachliel Bamais. However, Meigis Liboy, if Chas V'Shalom, this Gdula goes to his head, and therefore every single day he starts tweeting how great he happens to be, and how great everything else is going to be because of his tweeting, Meigis Liboy becomes arrogant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpiloi, Shenemar, Umi Bamais HaGai, all the way from the Bamais, from the heights, goes all the way down to the guy. If afterwards the person has Charata, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring him up again, Shenemar, Kol Ge Yinose. Rashi points out, even though this Pasuk is not together with that previous Pasuk, Midbar Matana, but nevertheless, it also has the reference to Ge, and like we had now, in Bimbama Sagai, since now it's saying that even though you fell all the way down to Bira Amikta, down into the valley, if you do tshuva, if you're Choyzer, Yinose Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring you up again. Okay, so we don't know the rest of the story, but as Rashi says on the bottom, Leitesa Vakarach, that last line, which we looked at before, Rabbi Yosef wanted to go and teach Rava a lesson, so he said, Rava, I'm not going to teach it, you're going to teach me the lesson that I want to teach you. You interpret these psukim, and the message of the psukim is very, very crystal clear. That if a person is Megis Liboy, he becomes a Balgaiva as a result of his learning, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu will mashpel him. And therefore, Rava, take this to heart and be Mesim Atzmoy Kemidbar. And therefore, that's the end of the story, and presumably Rava took it to heart and he was Choyzer and he conducted himself with great modesty and humility again. Om Ravuna, Maidah says in the Pasuk, Chayoscha Yoshvu Ba Tochen B'Tevoscha Lo'ani Leilekim. What does all of this mean? Im Oda Mesim Atzmoy Kechai Yezu Shadereses Vayoy Cheles. Chayos chayoshuva. Chayos is referring to chayos, to wild animals. If a person conducts himself like a wild animal, should dress it by yichelis. What does that mean? That's not a nice thing. A person should go and jump on the food and go and eat it and devour it. 1, 2, 3. But Rashi says, no, the pshat in the pasuk is that if a person, right after he finishes eating, he goes and chazers once again. In other words, he's finished learning the first time. He shouldn't say, okay, I'm satisfied, I'm finished, I'm going to bench. I learned my first time. No. Immediately he learned the second time. He chazes once again to go and show how important it is to him. And he wants the shmir, he wants the kium. So if a person like the chayz, he should dress v'yicheles. V'kiri amri shemesrachas v'yicheles. What means mesrachas? Mesrachas, of course, means that chas v'sholem, it's boli de sirchoin. It has a terrible stench. So what does that mean? So we can understand what it means by a chayz. That a chayz doesn't mind if the food that he's devouring is full of tit and schmutz and whatever, because a chai is a chai, he'll eat the food in any way he wants to. But what are we talking about over here? Here's this Rashi, if a person's menabel atzmoy al divrei Torah. What means he's menabel atzmoy al divrei Torah? So Rashi doesn't really explain what the menabel is. However, there's a sefer called Piryay Be'itoy, and he explains what Rashi means with this menabel atzmoy al divrei Torah. Fresh, what does it say over here? You see, when I learned it, I didn't chazer it immediately, so got to look it over again. It's always good, right after you finish learning, you got to go and chazer. So, number 35. Oh, the Gemara Masechta's Brachai says, Kol menabel atzmoy divrei Torah, pirush shom barashi, ene choishish lekoved atzmoy, sheshor lerabe kol svei koisev, v'av bisha chaverev mal'igim al chelek misvei koisev. A Talmud, what is the famous Chazal, Loi Habayshin Lomed? Person who is quick to be embarrassed or shamed, he's not going to learn. Person who's afraid to go and ask a question because everybody will smile and snicker, as a result, he won't ask any questions. The best thing is, a person should ask questions during a shir, during a drasha, when the Rav says something. Because if you don't ask, you're not going to learn. And even though everybody else will go and snicker and smile, years later, he'll know the answers and the others won't because they didn't ask the questions and they didn't participate and they didn't learn. So here too, Mesrachas Vecheles, a person makes himself look like he's dirty. In other words, he looks like he's Menabel Atzmoy, says Rashi. Menabel Atzmoy, the Gemara in Brocha says that the person is ashamed to go and ask questions and open his mouth. Oh, he will not learn. But if he's not ashamed, he's willing to go and have people smile and snicker. Talmudim is Kambi of it. The Moise again, and if a Kaddish Baruch, and if this person does that, number one, that he chazers, and number two, that he's not ashamed and afraid to ask questions, Kaddish Baruch Hu Yisleh Suda Ba'atzu, Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yochu, prepares the food, Shneh Mar Tochen B'Teivoscha Li'oni Elikim. Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, he's the one that's Meichen B'Toiva, giving the food to the Ani. So he'll give him the power to learn and the resources to learn, both B'Gashimis, Baruchnius. Right, Amr Abchim Barab, Amr Abyechel, Maitre Chassidus says in the Pasuk, Noitza Te'ena Yerchel Peri, whoever watches the Te'ena tree is a fig tree, Yerchel Peri, he'll be able to eat from the fruits of the tree. Lama Nimshal Divri Torah Kit Te'ena, why is Divri Torah Nimsha, why is the Moshal like a fig tree? Because my Te'ena Zu calls Manche Adam in Mashrish Ba, Moitzi Ba, Te'enim, after Divri Torah, called Manche Adam, Hoigiben, Moitzi Behen Tam. What does this mean? The Gemara tells us elsewhere that a Te'ena tree doesn't have one uniform period of harvest. Most other fruits, whether it's the first week in April or the second week in May or the third week in June, whatever, you know that that's the time that you're going to harvest all of your apples, all of your oranges, all of your grapes, or whatever. However, te'enim do not all ripen at the same time. So you go up on Monday and you find that 5% is ripe. You wait until Wednesday and you find there's another 10% that's ripe. You wait till the next week, another 20%. And this goes on for days and for weeks. And therefore, Kol Zman She'Adam Mimashrish Ba, as you keep on going up the tree again and again, and you feel, Moitzei Be'Te'enim, you find new Te'enim that have finally ripened, that didn't ripen previously. So after Be'Te'enim, Kol Zman She'Adam Hoigim Behen, as a person continually feels, and Hoigim means the heart of this, he puts in Yigia, he puts in energy and stamina, And in learning the Torah, Moitzei Be'Te'enim, he always finds another good tam and another good taste and another good vart and another tidbit that he can share, another vart, etc. Amar Shulba Nachmani Ma'ase says in the pasuk, Ayelus Ahavim V'Yalas Chayim. Lam Nishan Divrei Torah LeAyelus. Ayelus is in English the fancy word is hind, H-I-N-D, which means a female deer. So why would the Torah be compared to Ayelus Ahavim? I love female deers. It's my wife is dear to me, but the deer is spelled a little bit differently. So what means ayelus ahavim? What type of, what does that mean? Lam nitchin divitorli ayelus. Loim alecha ma ayola rachama richama tsar chaviva al bayala kol shav v'shav. But the ayola, the female deer, its rechem, its birth canal is very narrow, and so therefore the Mr. Deer, the male deer, when the male deer lives with the female deer, he is very, very happy because he has a lot of chavivis in being able to mate and living with the female deer. Chaviva biala kosha v'sha. Kishor rishon, like the first moment. In other words, he always remembers the first time because recham etzar, and therefore it's an enjoyable experience. Av dibritoy chavim almodem kosha v'sha. Kishor rishon. Those that are learning the Torah and learn again and again, it's geshmak. Just like we started brachas daf beis, we're now into erev and daf nun dalit. It's geshmak geshori shayla like the first day. The yalaschein shemalaschein alim deha. That is malaschein alim deha. Person who learns Torah, then the person gets a special chein on his face, on his personality, and people say, ah, such a charming person. He learns. He's geshmak. He's so wonderful. Ah, think of so many. If anybody knew the Sival Karuv of David Lipschitz, one of the saintly Rosh Hashivas in YU years ago, he had such a chayin, anybody that saw him, even before you shook his hand, before you had a chance to speak to him, you saw he was shining, he was glowing. Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, many other Yidoylem, they had a tremendous chayin on their faces because of their Limud HaTorah. Continuing on the Pasuk, Dadeha Yervucha Bechol Eis, her dadim are going to satiate you and satisfy you at all times. What does that mean? Lama nimshal divrei Torah kedad. Why would divrei Torah be compared to a dad? Because my dad zeh kol zman shetinik mimashrish boi moitzei bechalav. Just like the dadim are used for the babies to go and nurse from their mammies, and every time they nurse, they find new supplies of milk. After divrei Torah kol zman she'anam hoigiben. Every time a person licked and learned, and he goes back and immerses himself in learning, Moitzimen Tam, he finds again wonderful Tam, wonderful logic and analysis and Gishmak. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Melant, Melant. And the Pasuk continues on, Bavasa Tishge Tomid, What does that mean? Bavosa, in your love of the Torah, Tishke Tomid, you'll be a shogeg. Shogeg means that you'll forget other things that are going on in your life. What does that mean? Kigoyin Reb Lozer ben Pedas, that's Reb Lozer the Amoira. Omer Lov al Reb Lozer ben Pedas, Shoye Yoyshev Oisek Batoira B'Sheka Tachtin Shel Tzipayrin, V'Sadina Imotel B'Sheka Elyon Shel Tzipayrin. Because of the fact that he loved learning so much, he was constantly immersed in learning, everything else going on in this world basically fell away, and he wasn't concerned about, and he didn't even give a second thought to. So people would say about him that he would learn in the Shuka Tachtoin, and his begodim, sadino, his cloak, his coat, etc., would be Shuka Elyon Shel Tzipayrin, and he was, if you will, absent-minded, but saying this in a very positive way, he didn't care about those things, that wasn't his concern. His concern was the learning. In fact, the Gemara tells him, Yitzchak ben Elazar, Pamachas bo Adam Litloi, someone learned this daf, and he was a shikl ganav, a ganav learning the daf, terrible. But anyway, he learned the daf, and he knew that Yitzchak, that Reb Lozer ben Pedas, left his clothing, meaning his coat, etc., B'shuka Elyon Shel Tzipayrin. So bo Adam Litloi, somebody wanted to snatch it away and take it. And he found there a dangerous serpent, a dangerous poisonous snake. You take this beget, Chas v'Shalom, you'll be bitten by the snake, and you're never going to forget it. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu protects those that are immersed in learning. Tana v'Rav Onan, Ma'idach Suvah said in the Pasuk, Roichwe asoynos tzachoydus yoshwe almidin v'holche al derech sichu. What is this Pasuk referring to? Roich ve'asoyin esel tamin lecham shemahalcha me'ir le'ir medina l'dina l'lmoy toira. Roich ve'asoyin, these are people that are riding on the backs of the donkeys. These are tamin lecham that are constantly going from city to city and country to country to go and learn toira. That's the roich when they're constantly traveling. Tzchoyrois means white. Says Yimor she'oysel ketzorayim. When they're learning toira, they bring so much light into the toira, like midday. It shines. The toira is so beautiful and so lit up when they're learning. Yoshvei almidin shedonin din emes la'amitoi. The donin almidin means that they are really going deep into the learning until they know it perfectly. Emes la'amitoi, no second thoughts, second doubts. They know exactly what the halach is and what the svara is and what the pshat is. V'holche, it says, right to v'holche al derech sichu. V'holche eilu bali mikra. These are the persons that are walking through the Torah, meaning the Tanakh in the Torah Shemchsav. Holche al derech elu bali mishnah, those that are traveling through the mishnayis. Sichu elu bali talmud, shechol sichos and divrei Torah. The word sichu is referring to speech, that their speech at all times is always about divrei Torah, about pshat in a gemara, pshat in halacha, etc. Om Rav Shizbi Mishim Reb Lozer ben Azayim Ha'isim says in the Pasuk Le'yachrech Remiyat Seidoi, Le'yichya v'le'yarech yomim tzayir horamoi. Le'yachroich, the Gemara is darshing, means le'yichya v'le'yarech yomim. It's as if it's a contraction of these two words. The person will not live chas v'shalom, le'yarech yomim, and he's not going to be marach yomim, he's not going to have a long life, if it's tzayir horamoi. Now what means tzayir horamoi? Tzayir means a person who's a captor, that he tries to go and capture horamoi, but he's doing it with deception. So what does that mean? So the Rashi says on the third line from the very, very top, first Rashi brings le'yachreich at the beginning of the line. Third line from the top says Rashi le'yachreich nutrikun. Nutrikun means it's like a Rosh Tevis, a mnemonic. You're putting two words together, dorish le, le'yichya v'le'yarech. What they call in English a contraction, right? Instead of do not, you write don't. So you connect the two words together. So le'yachreich is a connection of the two words, a contraction of le'yichya v'le'yarech. Who tzayir ramoy says Rashi marbe begirsa ve'ena mechazer leh. He learns a lot, but he never reviews. So that's why he's a tzayir ramoy, because he goes and shows everybody, look, you see how much I've learned. I've learned so much. But since he never reviews it, he doesn't have a kiyum, he doesn't remember anything. So that's considered to be a tzayir ramoy. Rav Sheshes is Omar the other way around. Tzayir ramoy yachrech. That this tzayir ramoy, Rav Sheshes is darshing the other way around, and he's saying that the person who uses cunning in his learning. How does he use cunning? By learning slowly. Rashi says he's koibitz al yad. Every day he learns another little bit. But he's constantly reviewing it again and again so that he should remember it. So he is a tzayir ramoy. He is a person who's capturing the Torah by using cunning, by stealing away time and learning slowly. and repeating it and again and reviewing it until Yachroich, then he will talk be Yichya the Yarichyam. Kiyosav Dimi Omar, Moshle Tzayid Shetzot Tziporim, a person who is in the business of capturing Tziporim Oifois, fowl, Im Rishon Rishon Mishaber Knofav, Mishnabe, the Imlav Ein Mishnabe. He's in the business of capturing different types of pigeons, different types of birds. Now, when you capture a lot of birds, and you tell the bird, please, you stay over here, wait 1 minute, I have to capture another bird. I'll be right back. The bird probably is not going to listen. It probably will fly the coop, literally. So, what do you have to do? Okay, if you can tie it down with string is great, but another way that you should do it is it would go and break the knafayim, their wings, so that he wouldn't be able to go and run away or fly away. So then mishtam, v'imlav, however, if you're not going to do that, you're going to take the bird, put it down, immediately run to the next bird, that ain't mishtam, so it's going to fly away. So the same thing when it comes to learning. First, with learning, anchor it in you, go and break it, so that now it becomes part of you, then mishtam, then that will remain. V'imlav, however, if you learn something and you put it down, and then you come back an hour later, you'll have forgotten what you learned an hour ago. You got to constantly review, constantly chas. Omer, it's his rabbi, I think it says his rabbi, yeah. Omer rabbi, Omer schur, Omer vuna, my citizen in the pasik. Hoin mehevel yimet, the koivitz al yad yarbe. Em oisa odom tirose chavilois chavilois. The word mehevel is like mechavel. If a person goes and makes his ter chavilois chavilois, meaning he puts on packages and packages, he learns more and more and more and more and more, but never reviews his learning, mismite, then he's going to forget it, and he's not going to have a keel. Vimlav, but rather he's koivitz aliyat, that he continues to grow slowly but surely. Every day he learns another nochabisl, 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 and he reviews it in chazin yarba, then he will grow very great in Torah. Omer rabba, this is rabba, this is rabba, this is somebody else. Chesul to rabba. Yeah, Omer rabba, yadi rabban laha milza vi avri Allah. Says rabba, all the Talmidei Chachamim know this Gemara, that it's not a good idea to just to learn and learn and learn. It's a good idea to learn in chaz, learn in chaz, learn in chaz, learn and review, 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 review. They know it, but unfortunately, Avi Allah, and they violate it. In other words, they don't take it sufficiently to heart. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I did this, meaning I learned slowly. I didn't go and grab every single day, learn 25 blat, and then another 25, another 25, and finish Masechtus in 3 days or in a week or two. No, 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 no. Every day, I learned another blat, a daf, I reviewed it, I learned another daf, slowly but surely, and Baruch Hashem, I had a kiyum, I was able to remember the Torah. Tanaban, Keitzar Seder Mishnah. Now we're going back historically to the time when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted it to Klal Yisrael. How exactly did that work? Rashi brings this in Chumash as well, so this is a fairly well-known Chazal. The Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah 4 times, and the first time he taught Aharon. Like the Gemara tells us, says the Brayis, the Torah Banketz and Seder Mishnah, Moshe Lomet Mipi Agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nichlas Aharon, then Aharon comes into the chamber. V'shanolai Moshe, Pirkei, and then Moshe went and taught what he had learned from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He taught Aharon a coin. So that was number one. Nistalik Aharon. Now Aharon goes on the side. V'yoshav or Yeshav V'smoil Moshe. Now he sits on the left of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu being the preeminent scholar, so now Aharon, who is secondary to him, even though he's older than him, but he's secondary, sits now to the left of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now Nichsu Banav, now Aharon HaKohen's children come in, V'shonu Lehen Moshe Pirkan. Now Moshe goes and teaches them the learning, which means now Moshe Rabbeinu has taught it twice. Nistalku Banav, the children Elozer and Isamar, Elozer Yoshev Limin, Moshe, V'Isamar L'Smoil Aharon. So now Elozer sat now to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Isamar sat to the small to the left of Aharon. So in other words, according to this view, Aharon stayed in his position to the small of Moshe Rabbeinu. No. As soon as the children sat down, or were about to sit down, then Aharon got up from the small, and he sat on the Yamin of Moshe, on the right side of Moshe, because it's pasnish now that one of Aharon's children should sit to the right of Moshe. Aharon is the father of those children. He should sit to the right of Moshe. So he went to the right of Moshe at that time when the Bonim sat down. So now we have Moshe Rabbeinu taught twice, once to Aharon, the second time to the Banav, but Aharon is present, so he hears it a second time. So now what happens? Choyze nichlasu zekenim. Now the zekenim come in, v'shanu lehem Moshe pirkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them the perik, in other words, the Torah, the stalkus kenim. Now the zekenim go and scatter to the side, after teaching it already three times. Moshe Rabbeinu now teaches it a fourth time. Now the rest of Klal Yisrael comes in. Moshe teaches them. Pirkan. Nimtzu. As a result, you see the Bi'ad Aharon Abor. Aharon heard it four times. Once directly to him. The other three times he heard Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing it with the Bonim, the Zekanim, and Kolo'am. Bi'ad Bonav in the children's hands was Shloisha three times. Bi'ad Zekanim was Shnai two times. Bi'ad Kolo'am Echad one time. Then the Stalik Moshe, and Moshe leaves the scene. Now Aharon now goes and reviews it with the folk, with Klal Yisrael. The Stalik Aharon, when Aharon leaves, Shalom Bonav, then the children repeat it. Pirkan. The Stalik Bonav, when the children leave, Shalom Skenim Pirkan. Then the Skenim teach it. And now Gans Klal Yisrael has heard it four times. Once Moshe, once Aharon, once the Bonav, and once the Kenim. Everybody's had the benefit of the four times. A person should go and teach his Talmud four times so that he gets ingrained in the senses that that person, he'll remember it. And can you imagine? Aharon HaKohen heard it not mamish first hand, second hand, but Moshe heard it first hand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aharon heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And nevertheless, we are requiring Aharon to go and repeat it four times, and Moshe has been it four times. It's Hedin Pi Hedulach Skam Vakam, and now when we're learning in later generations, when we don't have the great leaders like Aharon and Moshe and Aharon, so then Avadi, you have to go and review it constantly again and again, at least four times, to be able to remember your learning. How do you know you're supposed to go and teach your Talmud until he really knows it perfectly and he should be able to teach it to others? Yisrael means you really have to teach Klal Yisrael so that they really know it, and they not just go and say it and hopefully some of it will penetrate. You got to learn with them intensively, with the gishmak, and again until they really know it thoroughly. How do you know, Taka, that it should be clear in their mouth? Shenemer, that's the continuation of the pasuk. Put into their mouth so that when you push the button, they open their mouth, they should be able to repeat what you just learned with them. How do you know that you're supposed to be marapanim, meaning that you're supposed to go and teach them with tam? You shouldn't just go and say, Rabbeisai, take it or leave it, this is the way it is, it's tar, it's tameh, it's mutter, it's aser. But explain to be marapanim means to go and explain it with logical explanation. Shnem of Elam Mishpatah Shetosim Lefneim. Tosim Lefneim means that you put it in front of them. Rashi says in Chumash, I think, like a person setting a table and you put down the food in front of them. You put the Mishpatah in front of them so that they should know exactly what's going on.
Frank, how often did this procedure happen?
I'm sorry, once again?
How often, in other words, Moshe was given certain things at Har Sinai, but also certain things the Torah was given in over, I think, later on, right? I mean, after there various incidents happened, so obviously...
Before Matan Torah, we were given part of the Torah in Murrah. We were given some of the mitzvahs at that time. But at Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael received everything. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the whole Torah in 40 days. Rashi says, in beginning of Parshas Bahar, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai, which comes to tell you that just like Shemitah, the Klal Yisrael, Pratzisayim were given at Har Sinai, so Kol HaTorah Kula, everything Pratzisayim, Diktukayim, Klal Yisrael, both the macro and the micro and the details, everything was given at Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. So presumably Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula. If you're telling me,
Moshe knew he was going to hit the Sela when that was taught to him, and he was in advance that he was going to hit the Sela.
That's not a teaching of Torah. That was a story that happened after that. In other words, after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, in your leadership of Klal Yisrael, at this point, I want you to go and speak to the rock, and Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. But that was not part of, quote-unquote, it's part of Torah because it's written there, psukim in the Torah. There's no question about that. But I don't know that that part was taught at the time of Har Sinai. All the Tariq mitzvahs are given in Har Sinai, and all the Dikduke mitzvahs and things of that nature, but in terms of the happenings that are going to happen later, If Moshe Rabbeinu knew at the time of
that, it was
Sorry?
It wasn't that it was over like we have it. It was, these were just the halachas were given over.
Exactly, because if Moshe Rabbeinu read about himself that he spoke to the rock and then he hit the rock and he should have spoken it, Moshe Rabbeinu presumably would have refrained from hitting it. So presumably he was not aware of that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him bechira like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all bechira. Yes, Barry, you want to say something?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to bring it up, but I heard when I previously learned this Gemara that this references to four times is alluded to in the fact that in the Vilna Das, the four lines at the top of Rashi and Tosfos are always longer to frame the daf, and that's a pointer to this Agadata.
Very good. I was thinking of that point, but I didn't enunciate it with that, so I violated our Gemara that says that you're supposed to say it out loud, so I'm glad that you did, so you taught us, and this way everybody will hopefully remember that that's what, I don't know if it's, I heard this as a child. Where it says it, I don't know, but that the four lines at the top always of the Rashi or of the choices. Yes, Barry?
I can't source it. I looked for a source for it once. I couldn't source it. It's a footnote in a book I have, Printing the Talmud. It doesn't give a source. It just mentions it. I also want to say, I looked up, I have a reference book, Who's in the Talmud, and she does confirm the author.
Yeah, Rava is the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama.
Rava is Rava Bar Yosef Bar Chama.
Yes. Thank you, thank you. So now we can all rest easily. We know that this Rava is the famous Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Yes, Shekoyach.
One other question. Why Moshe Rabbeinu's children, they didn't come in. Aaron's children came in. But why did Moshe have...
Chweiz nish. I don't know. If you find an answer to that, please let me know. I would assume that the reason is because Elazar v'Itamar had major roles to play, both in the Mishkan as well as in Klal Yisrael with all the Kahanim. As you know, it says in Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Nosoi, that the way the formations and what they carried in terms of who carried these Kalim and those Kalim was Alpi Isamar or Alpi Elazar. They were the ones in charge. They had to know the halacha perfectly, and they had to hear it, because they're going to be the leaders, at least of a segment of Klal Yisrael, of everything having to do with the Mishkan, and the Kabbonis, and the Kahanim, so they had to hear it. While we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu's children had leadership roles subsequently after Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, David?
In Rakshin al-Divrei Agadah, but the question could be also, why, what happened to Nadav Avihu? They were still alive at the time that Moshe started teaching Torah. They should be on the sides of Aaron.
Apparently, this took place post that. I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, this took place. This story that the Gemara is telling us took place after Nadav Avihu had already passed away. Otherwise, presumably, they would have been there. Anyway, continuing on back to Gemara by telling Rukulu mi Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, after he finished talking to the teaching the why did he have Aaron continue? Why didn't Moshe repeat it so that the folk would hear it four times from Moshe, not just one time from Moshe? I think we're cool with Moshe. How it's covered, Pashit, that we don't want people to think of everybody else, these are only second-hand guys. No, we want to go and show them that they happen to be also great Talmid Chachamim in their own right, and therefore we give cover to them also to go and share the limelight, so to speak, and give the shiur. Right, Mar Benel Aaron, the Nigma Moshe, let Aaron come in and learn from Moshe. For the Ailu Bonav, the Ligma Meharn. For the Ailu Zakenim, the Lil Vami Bonav. For Lezlu, the Ligmarino, the Kuli Yisrael. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go and repeat it four times? You can imagine after the fourth time he was probably fairly hoarse and he had a sore throat and repeating the Torah again and again and again. What he could have done is bring Aharon in, teach Aharon the whole thing, and say, Aharon, now you listened. Please, now you repeat it now to the Bonav. And the bottom, you heard it, now you repeat it to the Zakenim, and so on and so forth. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu repeat it four times on his own? Says Yimara, keep the Moshe Piyagvura Gomar, Mistai Milza. Since obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was the original first-hand source, it's much better that Moshe Rabbeinu should go and teach it four times, rather than having Aharon teach it to Klal Yisrael, or to the Bonim, to the Zakenim, so that Mistai Milza, that it will have a better Kiyam, it will have a better understanding. Aaron would always return to Moshe Rabbeinu's right. In other words, initially he came to the left, but instead of the previous Tana that said that afterwards the Bonim, Elazar v'Itamar, sat to the right and left of Moshe Rabbeinu, no, when the Bonim came in and they were allowed to sit, then Aharon would return to the right of Moshe. Kiman Azahar Sanya, this reminds us of a famous Braisa. Three people are walking together. Rabbi Emtza, the most distinguished person, the Rav, should be in the middle. The God will be a Minai, who cut in Bismaylai. And the other two, the Talmidim, the greater of the two should be to the Amin, and the lesser should be to Bismaylai. This is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Aharon would go into the Yemen, and the Bonim would be to the Smile. Like we're saying over here, the God will be a Minai, cut in Bismaylai. So if you want to fill the Tayyimah, Rabbanim, Mishim Tichad Aharon. Avada, everybody agrees that when they're walking in the street, that the Gadol should be in the middle, the Rav should be Be'emtza, and that the greater Talmud should be to the right, and the lesser Talmud should be to the left. And, in fact, if Aharon and the Bonim would all come in simultaneously, you're right, we would have sat Aharon next to Moshe on the right-hand side from the very beginning. But since Aharon came in initially and nobody else, so he sat down to the smol of Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, the kids came in and they also sat down. So now you have to be Matriach Aharon to get up and to move over to the other side. We didn't want to meet Matriach since the Rabbanan. Once Aharon is sitting already, let him sit there. He doesn't have to get up. But Avad, if you're talking about traveling together, the three, sure, even the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda and to the Braisa, the God who goes leaving him. Says you have a very famous Gemara, a Preda, Havlehu Talmud, he had a Talmud, to have a Tony Lei, Arba Meazimni. This Talmud apparently did not have the best kishroinos, it would appear. And therefore, to ingrain the Torah in this Talmud, he would go and repeat it 400 times. Can you see the dedication of a Rebbe? 400 times. The Gomer. And as a result, he was able to learn. Yoim Echad, one day, by Yua, the Milza de Mitzvah. The Repreda was advised at the beginning of the Shir, and the Talmud overheard that after the shir is over, Repreda was needed for a Dvar Mitzvah. Gemara doesn't tell us what the Dvar Mitzvah is. Maybe they needed him for Chevra Kadisha, maybe the Chas Shalom, maybe they needed for Bika Cholim, maybe they needed to go and dedicate a new building to a yeshiva. Whatever his bottom line is, they needed him. And he would have to leave. Tonalei, now Repreda now gave the shir again 400 times to the Talmud, Flei Gomar, and he still didn't chap the shir after 400 times. Omalei, so Repreda said, "Idna my Mishna, what happened? How come you're not learning and understanding? I said already 400 times. How come you didn't chap?" Omalei, so the Talmud said, "Manishata, that first moment that I heard the Omalei Lamar that they said to you, to the master, ikamil to the mitzvah, that you're going to have to leave soon for an important Dvar mitzvah, is chasoy l'datoy, I was mesiach das, in other words, I was not able to focus. Because every moment I thought, hashtakoimar, oh, the Rebbe's going to leave, he's going to leave, I'm not going to understand it. And in fact, he didn't chap because he was so nervous that Rebbe Repreda is going to leave him. So Repreda said, no problem, my dear Talmud. Havdatech, forget about that Dvar Mitzvah. Now concentrate clearly on what we're going to say. And I'm going to teach it to you again. Another 800 times. Can you imagine 800 times? Okay, sometimes the number 400 in the Gemara is a Lashon Guzmah. So it wasn't 400. It was only 399. But you get the point. The point was again and again and again with total devotion and dedication. Nafka Baskola, a Baskol came out the Amalei. Repreda, Nichaloch, would you prefer the Lispi Loch Arba Meyashani? In the schar of your teaching that Talmud with so much devotion and dedication, we should add 400 years to your life for all the time, quote unquote, wasted in reviewing it again and again and again. Would you like to have this bracha 400 more years? Oy, the tisku at the dorach li alma d'asi, in the schar of your dedication, that you and your dar should all go to Olam Haba. Omar, he said, the niska anova dori li alma d'asi, I prefer the second of the two options. I don't need the extra 400 years of life. I rather want to be mezaka everyone to go to Olam Haba. Amen. Kadosh Baruch Hu, tenu lo izu vizu. You see his total dedication. He doesn't want another 400 years for his life. He rather wants to be mezaka his dar, everybody to go to Olam Haba. Grant him both 400 years, and everybody should go to Olam Haba. Amen. Rav Chisda, ain't our nickness will be simonim. That's what we spoke about before, and yesterday's Gemara, today's Gemara. If you want to go and remember the Torah, make simonim. Simonim, like the Gemara brings very often in these parentheses, that reminds us, so later on we can remember. Back in the Omer Aleph, we had Simen Anokim Lechoyav Luchois Chorus. Remember the four memories that Reb Lozer said, Anokim, about the necklaces around the neck, Lechoyav, that if you act like the Lechoyav Keruga Saboisim, if you make yourself like the Aruga that people tread upon you, Luchois, that the Luchois are Chorus and Chairus, if the Luchois hadn't been broken, then we would have remembered it would be Chorus Aluach Libeinu, Chorus Chairus, that it's etched out in our hearts, and also Chairus, that we would be free from all government authorities, etc. We'd have total independence. So those are simanim to remember the four limudim of Reb Lozer. So always make simanim, it's a good way of remembering. Shenema sima b'fiyah, al tikri sima el simana. That's we quoted this passage before. V'lam des b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam, simanim b'fiyam. Put simanim in their mouth so they should be able to remember. We have all different types of simanim to remember things like shatnez getz, are the different words that you have the tagin on top of, and you have the oila oila oila, that oila sa'oif is oila malam and is beyachana lamata for purposes of the zrika sadam. All different types of simanim to be able to remember different halachas, etc. What are the seven mashkois, machshirim, yad shachadam? All of these are simanim, right? To be able to go and remember the halachas. Shomer of tachlifim mimarova. Ozel amra kamed rabavo. He told him from the rabavo, Omer atun mihosh masisala. You learn this simanim from simu b'fiyam. Anan mihosh masinala. We have another mekoyer for this inyan of making simanim. What's the mekoyer? It says in the pasuk, Hatzivu lechot tziyunim similach. Tziyunim means markers or designations. Asu tziyunim l'toyer. Umay mashud hay tziyun lish de simnehu. How do you know that tziyun, which means a marker designation, means a simen, the chsiv, or a etzem odom, or v'nei, or v'ne etzle tziyun, that he saw etzem odom, he saw atzamais, he realized there must be a dead body, a skeleton here, and therefore he put up a tziyun, he put up a marker, a simen, that people should realize, uh-oh, stay away, especially if a kohen, that he shouldn't become tamei. The blood of Miyach, I have another right, in the Pasuk, Emer l'choch machoy siyot, u'moida levina tikra. The word means moida, I say moidom l'toyra, actually says moidoy means to go and make simanim for the Torah. Or there's another drasha, Rava Omer, I say moidom l'toyra. In other words, switch around the dalet and the ayin, not moida, but moid. What means moidom? Says Rashi, you should go and be koveya itim, ezman, when you're go and learn. In other words, make a schedule. Don't just learn, well, when I get a chance, I'm going to sit down and learn. No, make a schedule. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whenever you're going to go and learn. We could stop over here. However, if we learn another minute or two, we'll finish until the two dots, and then tomorrow, in Yetz Hashem, we'll start with Halacha. We will have finished the whole Agadata. V'ayna di Omer avdi mibarchom abardoysa ma'ikasun, it's in the Apostle of Shemayim hi, v'lim e'ev l'yom hi. We learn this back in the Tzom V'yelech, that the Torah is not b'shemayim and not me'ev l'yom. Lo'i b'shemayim hi, she'im b'shemayim hi, ad t'zorach lali s'achareo, v'im me'ev l'yom hi, ad t'zorach lavar achareo. Torah is not far away in Shemayim that you have to go up with a spaceship to get the Shemayim. It's not in the Yam that you have to go and take the Titanic to try to get there before the Titanic sinks. That's not it. But rather, Ki korev alecha dov ma'oid b'ficha levavcha la soy soy. All you have to do is open your mouth, open your heart, and you can be kind of the Torah. Rav Amar levi Shemayim ilo timtza b'mishe magmiya dati alea ka Shemayim. Person that acts in an arrogant fashion, that his head is always up in the clouds, that he's, you know, real tall and mighty, the Torah won't have a kiyum with him. A person, again, who is pompous, arrogant, and his heart is as wide as the yam, again, will not have a kiyum. Now the first part, b'gasi ruach, we understand, person whose head is up in the clouds, he's tall and mighty, he's pompous and arrogant. What is the me'ev l'yomi? He won't find it b'sachronim v'loy p'dagorim. V'usin sachronim tagorim. Rashi says, these are persons that are salesmen, sachronim from the Lushan, schoira, a soicher, and tagorim are peddlers. They're constantly traveling from place to place to place. So if they're out in the marketplace and everybody sees them at all times, they're never going to have a kiyum, because we said in the Gemara before, you have to be nearer the ein and nearer. Yes, at times you have to do business. You don't do business without ein kemach, ein teira. But when you have extra time on your hands, go and sit and learn, and chaperein and bismedish, chaperein and another plot, review and review, and chazer, until you become very great Talmidei Chacham. So we're finished the Agadat Rabbeisai. Now we have to make a major decision. We just said that Rava Mayadim
Latoy.
Exactly. And Rava said on the bottom of the Omid, Asim Mayadim Latoy. Rashi said, Kavu Itim, make schedules. So what's our schedule for next week? Normally I would say, let's continue learning. Well, davening obviously is longer. So if you're starting at 7 or 6:45 or whatever, sure, we could start learning at 8:20, 8:30, etc. However, I'm under the impression that there's not going to be a minyan, a first minyan at Florence next week, and therefore the only minyan presumably will be at 8 o'clock, which will probably start a few minutes after 8 as well. So, if we're going to wait until everybody goes davening at 8 o'clock, that's going to finish at 9:30. Starting 9:30, most of you are going to say that cuts into the day, and you have work, and you have this, and the that, and the dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. So, I discussed this with Barry, and Barry suggested that perhaps we should go and learn at 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll try to be mitzamtzem a little bit to be able to finish from 7 till shortly before 8. And then everybody will be able to rush to an 8 o'clock minyan and be able to learn and be able to daven. Hopefully that works out. Maybe we'll try that on Monday at 7. And if it works and everybody's able to join, great. Otherwise, please come up with other ideas. Maybe we'll try to learn in the evening. Unfortunately, everybody's schedule is different. This one has to go here and this one has to go there. So if you do 7 o'clock in the morning, I realize it's a little bit early, but you get up early to learn Torah. The whole day will be geschmack after that because you'll be able to tell everybody, I already learned my daf today. You'll be so happy. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Agitin Shabbos, Agitin Yom Tov. Afreilich and Lechtig in Yom Tov. Agitin Kvittel. And all wonderful blessings to everybody. And to your families. Everybody should be gesund. Everybody should be mispal for the Godel Hador, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zolzayn Gesund and Stark, unfortunately was also diagnosed with the corona. However, they say he's Baruch Hashem in good condition, and he said that he's continuing to learn at his normal pace, and he asked that everybody should please have him in mind, if they can go and say Tehillim for him every day, and if they want, they can go and say, learn Masechtas Brachos. I don't know why Masechtas Brachos, but that's what he suggested. Said he should have a Refuah Shleima because we
What's
need.
What's his mother's name?
Give me 1 second. I have it here. Harav Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim. Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim ben Pesha Miriam. We need Reb Chaim, he is our Godel Hador. We need him in these dark days. Other famous people, Lahavdal also got it, but I don't think we have that same level of concern. Yes, Brother Shai.
So Tzion, we call Am Yisrael Tzion. Tzion.
Right, that's Tzion and this is Tzion. Tzion and Tzion. When you
Tzion refers to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Shai. Yeah. Nothing refers to Israel. It's Tzion, Tetzay, Torah. It refers to Yerushalayim.
What Barry says is correct, but when, for instance, when it goes to a to the caver of Tzadikim, people very often says, I'm going to the Tzion. So it doesn't mean the Tzion of Kimetzion Tetzay, it means the Tzion, the place which is marked with an oil, designated that that's the place to go to the Tzadik for purposes of getting Yeshua for the Mispal, etc. So they use the expression going to the Tzion. Tzion Tzion, not Tzion. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. It's Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. We've got a lot of things to do. Zag Ben, Zag Zin, thank you all for attending. Be well. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yom Tov.